Beto O'Rourke, Dalarico will be the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. By Pam Key on May 27, 2026. Wednesday on MS Now's The Briefing, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, a failed U.S. Senate and presidential candidate, predicted U.S. Senate candidate State Representative James Dalarico, D, would be the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. O'Rourke said, "I don't think that the conditions could get any better for Democrats. I mean, maybe they will over the next 5 months, but this is as good as I've seen it in my lifetime." James Dalarico pulling in record amounts of money from small-dollar donors all across the state of Texas. He continued, with an opponent like Ken Paxton. "With a once-in-a-generation candidate like James Dalarico with the numbers in those special elections and during the primary voting, where more Democrats voted Gen than did Republicans in this supposedly ruby-red state, these conditions are excellent." He added, "He's the best I've seen over the course of my life. Running and being involved in politics in Texas, and so we all just have to get behind him. Our group, which you talked about at the outset, powered by people, has volunteers out there meeting, registering and personally staying in touch with to turn out the voters who we believe can be the margin of victory in his race and these important two races down ballot that will decide the control of the House of Representatives. James Dalarico will be the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate." Follow Pam Key on X at Pam Kanem.